fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
And now, Tim Dillon is going to hell.
Welcome to Tim Dillon is Going to Hell, everybody. It is Tim Dillon. I'm here back in New York City with the great Mike Racine.
Hey.
Thank you for coming in. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. Me and Mike had a show called Stewed for, how many episodes did we do?
We did a good amount. We did maybe 20.
We did 20.
Yeah.
We did 20 episodes, but on food.
Right.
On food.
Yeah, it was exhausting. Podcasting in general is just exhausting.
But it's the only thing that's left.
Yeah.
It is exhausting, but there's not. We could wait.
Yeah.
To get a show on the air.
Right.
We'd be dead.
Right.
Be homeless.
Yeah.
Literally homeless on the street.
Yeah, it really is. It's like what's, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but like it's the last holdout.
It's the only thing you can do that you have any control over.
Yeah.
Other than you're just sitting around.
Yeah.
Waiting. But we did it. We did 20 episodes on food.
Yeah.
And it was fucking rough.
Yeah.
It was a great podcast. Everybody loves it.
But you get
sick of talking about gnocchi.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
There's not much else you can do. But Mike Racine's back with us.
There's a joke about like white men doing podcasts.
And
it's like, but this is like what we have. Like, would you make fun of a war refugee for selling cell phones in the mall?
Right.
You know?
Is that what war refugees are doing?
Selling cell phones in the mall, whatever job they have.
That's pretty good. Yeah. They've assimilated pretty quickly in our society.
Yeah.
They come over, they're slinging iPhone cases.
Yeah.
In the mall immediately.
Right.
They're doing fine.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. You talk about, like, I've heard idiots say stuff like, podcast is a white man's game. It's like, no, it's everyone's game.
Mm-hmm.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Get a MacBook.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Literally anyone can do this.
Yeah.
There's no barrier to entry. It's not one of those things where you have to be, like, invited to a secret.
Right.
Elite.
There's no gatekeepers.
Yeah,
no,
nothing.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
You ever fantasize?
Buy
Luis Gomez lunch. He'll have a show on this network.
Yeah.
Go get his special, by the way. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. Do you ever fantasize about when you quit? Because I always fantasize about when I quit, where I would live, like where I want to give up.
You're doing so well, though.
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
But I look at white trash. Do you ever regret that you're not fully white trash? Like, I think we're partially white trash.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen people that are 100% white trash?
They're pretty happy, right?
No one is having a better time.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody's have. Now, obviously, don't tweet me and be like, but they don't have a retirement.
They don't want it. They don't want a retirement. <You know? laughs>
Guys.
They want to just overdose.
Their life is retirement.
Yeah.
They're literally retired. Yeah. Their entire life.
Right.
You know, some idiot's going to tweet me and be like, they don't have a health care. I know it's a bad system.
Nobody has health care.
I've never met anyone with health care.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's the only one I know that it has health care, probably.
Yeah.
I don't have health insurance. I should.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's every day.
But if anything catastrophic happened to you, there's enough people that like you that would give to your GoFundMe.
No, that's not at all the case. Here's the reality.
Yeah.
Here's the reality. In this game, if you get really sick or something, it's better to be liked than funny.
Yeah.
I've chosen to be funny.
Uh-huh.
Over liked.
Uh-huh.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
So if I get sick,
yeah,
it's not happening. There's no vigil for me. But that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Right.
I almost don't want my life to be saved by these people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the human garbage that it comprises most of who we know.
Yeah.
I don't want to owe them anything ever.
Yeah.
I think I would almost rather die.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible to say.
Yeah.
Or, like, I would like to do a GoFundMe, get everyone to donate to it, and then take all that money and donate it to Trump.
Right.
And then die.
Right.
Like,
yeah, give it to Barron. And you just change the name of the GoFundMe to, like, buy Barron a Lego set.
Just kidding. which he's still playing with, yeah, even though he's 17.
Yeah, he's not,
yeah,
too old.
But sometimes I look at white trash. Like I look at white guy. There yes, seems to be such a clarity of vision and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like a white guy from Southern Florida who thinks he's a black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Those people, they seem so in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
Every conversation.
They're focused. Yeah.
They're focused.
They know what they want.
They know what they want.
Yeah.
They want a badass bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'll never forget, there was a kid from my high school who died a couple years ago, and this girl wrote a Facebook post about him. She goes, R.I.P., God called another angel home. And I was like, I don't know how this kid died, but I don't think it was God calling him home.
Isn't it funny how God's like, how should we take him?
Yeah.
Something
ATV
quick.
ATV accident.
Something.
God something put quick. Fentanyl in his... in his.
God's like, let's have him OD in a safe
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
in aisle three.
God made him forget his motorcycle helmet.
Yeah. God's like, I can't get by without this angel. I know I've got like Richard Pryor up here and all yeah, these amazing, you know, yeah, talented people. We got Mozart. Mm-hmm. But I need this guy from Delray Beach, Florida yeah, to come up and tell me about them hoes because he had a real way with the hoes. I mean, I have a cousin that's been in and
God
out of rehab.
God needed a bum in Newport, I guess.
Right, right. God needed a Parliament light. I have a cousin who's been in and out of rehab. Yep. And down in Florida, in like Delray Beach, and she's been in and out for heroin, and it's sad, yeah, but she's doing good now.
Is she fun? She's probably fun.
She's okay.
Yeah.
She's kind of, but she's a real Florida person.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's got that stringy hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That looks like it's matted with sweat, even though it's probably some product she's using. And she's just, you know, she's in it.
Mm-hmm.
Florida became her.
Mm-hmm.
Like you look at her, you're like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You live in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
And so we're all in a group text, and like we have one family that's doing like really well, and their group text will be like, hey, this little guy just got into Villanova. I don't want to be in my family group text. I can't get out of it because some people have Androids.
Right.
So one text will be like, hey, the little Tommy's into Villanova now. And like, you know, the other family in the group text has got to be like, okay, we're also doing good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's been in the papers yet. Everyone is still on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is alive on planet Earth. So we're doing great. Or they'll be like, one of them got a dog. They're like, Kevin got a dog.
Yeah.
He got a puppy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Great. He got a puppy.
You hear people all the time, they'll be like, oh, you know, it's a shame that in society we measure money as a way to, you know, value people. But
yeah.
I guess, like, I mean, what else is there?
What else is there?
If you do something valuable, right, don't you get money?
I don't know what other people want. Like, I know that a lot of people, I think if you spend your whole life trying to get money, that's probably not good.
Yeah.
But if no part of your life is trying to get money, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Because yeah, a lot of people that don't like that metric also don't want to have families.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, you don't want to have a family, mm-hmm, and then you don't like just chasing money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So then what are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you like a philosopher just walking around?
Yeah.
Realizing
you're the
ancient
old guy
truths?
At the open mic, at the variety open mic.
Yeah. It's like, well, you're standing in the back, yeah, you know? I mean, I don't get it. I guess some people want to, you know, that's why people do, you know, here's the thing about heroin. You're focused.
Mm-hmm.
You're very focused.
On getting heroin.
On getting heroin.
Yeah.
That's why people, I think that's part of the opiate crisis is like, it's something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
But it's something to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Heroin addicts are never bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's two stages, there's two states that they exist in.
Yeah, because sometimes you have those days where you wake up and you have nothing to do and it's Wednesday and you're like, you feel guilty that you,
sure,
you know? But
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Red Compa had that great joke where he goes, you know, I don't want to do heroin, but you try to make friends after 30.
Right.
it's not easy,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I feel like when you're all doped up or when you're at least on the way to getting dope,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Do you want a family? Probably not, right?
I can't imagine what that would look like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Maybe one day,
yeah,
but... It would be with another horrible person, and yeah, we would raise two horrible people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would be a family of demons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. I mean, I think maybe later on in life I'll be bored.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it's looking like I will eventually. Yeah. Yeah. Which is like terrifying because,
well,
I don't.
Well, are you terrified of like
just being able to provide for?
Well, okay. That's reasonable.
And I like my apartment. I like my stuff. I like, you know,
yeah,
where everything is. I like having a minimal amount of shit in my house.
Right. And then when the kids come in, it's like a
chaos.
Chaos. Have you met anyone who's had children and then immediately been like, I fucked up?
No, my brother had a friend who did, and he said when the baby was born, he said now that the kid's older, it's like a little easier.
Yeah.
But he said when the baby was born, he was like, what did I get myself into?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, he's like, I don't know what to do.
Well, I think maybe that's normal.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had a kid first year of college with a girl who was nuts.
Yeah.
And we all knew, like as soon as he told me he was having a kid with this girl, I had that sinking feeling in my stomach.
Yeah.
I'm like, and my friend wasn't like a huge prize either. I'm not blaming her, but it was just a nightmare. It was everything bad you could imagine happening, and then things you couldn't imagine also happening that were horrible.
Like
you
what?
Know,
like what?
Like she accused him of molesting the kid.
Jesus,
this is how bad it was.
I know. But like that, just
this is how bad it is.
Just the accusation is.
They don't tell you that.
I'm alive now.
They don't tell you that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, this is literally what.
How do you prove that you didn't?
Jesus. This is how fucking nuts that thing got.
Yeah.
This is how terrifying. I mean, he should go from school to school.
Yeah.
High school to high school talking about how bad. It got.
And the show's called I Didn't Do It.
Didn't Do It.
Yeah. I Was Accused.
It's a one-man show. It's called The Accused.
Yeah.
And he has to go around because...
If you get accused of molesting a kid, you might as well just molest a kid.
You might as well give it a show. But no, I mean, think of how sick this bitch had to be to say that. But again, when you're in like war, when you love someone,
do whatever you can,
and then you go to war with them, which I've never been in that position, and maybe you have, I don't know,
I don't think so.
I've seen people that love each other and then go to war.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that like, I mean, I've said it before. I spend time out of my, like I take time out of my day to hate other people.
Mm-hmm.
And look at their accomplishments and seethe with envy. Mm-hmm. I would never accuse him of being a child molester.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But it's also like, that's kind of what happened when there's no rules in love and war, that fucking saying.
Yeah.
When he told us that that was happening, I don't know if he directly told me. I think another one of our friends told me that was happening. I was like, oh, this is nuts.
Yeah. How old was the kid at the time?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah.
But it's like a crazy thing that terrifies you. Have kids with the right person.
Yeah.
If you don't, and the kid's a beautiful kid, he's a great kid, you know. But if you don't have kids with the right person, your life is going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anyone who's in that situation?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know a ton of people.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think about abortion? You think we should just lock those pussies up? Make those women carry them to term?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, it is a murder, right?
Stop killing your kids, whores.
Right. Listen, it's not rocket science. Don't suck the baby out of your womb.
Yeah.
You know?
How about that?
Yeah.
Every day, someone walks into the studio, okay? And they're more disturbing looking. Every single day, Lewis hires someone who looks more and more like a cult member.
He's a nice kid.
Who is this kid? I've never seen this kid before in my life. There's a kid that we're looking at here. He just comes in.
Yeah.
He sits here, and here's the way the Gas Digital Studio looks. There's like a pane of glass, and then on the other side, people just sit there, and then they stare at you.
Yeah.
Who is this kid?
Lewis just goes to prisons and borrows kids in the Scared Straight program.
I think Lewis just goes to, like, finds these kids, like, wandering around the East Village.
Uh-huh.
Like, squatting. And he's like, you want to come in and work for a podcast network? They're like, what?
Yeah.
Who is this kid? Do you know him?
Yeah. He's a nice kid.
How do you know him?
He was here when I came to do Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, he is he a comedian? And, what is he?
No, but he's like, he will be eventually, probably. You know.
Are you a comedian? You will be eventually. I've been spending a lot of time in Los Angeles. You like it over there? You don't like
it? I haven't been in a long time, but yeah, it's nice. It's nice to go for, I think, more than 5 days. I think I'll start to, you start to go a little nuts.
I was there for like 2 months.
Yeah. How was it?
I like it. I'm probably getting ready to get move up a lot. Eventually. Yeah, you should. I don't know. I think it's time to go. I'm just getting, I've kind of had enough with New York.
I've had enough too.
I wish everyone the best. I love them, you know, and I don't mean that. I don't mean either one of those things. I wish pain on most of the people that live here. And I
Are you sick of living here? I'm sick of living
here. Sick of it all. Yeah. I'm sick of it all. My roommate's girlfriend, texts me. I'm not even off the plane. Mm-hmm. She's like, the landlady came over. She's drunk. She's calling me a whore. Same roommate. She's calling me a whore because she didn't like that I had keys to the apartment. Can you let me know when you're back if she's still there? Because I don't want to come back.
Yeah.
I'm like, welcome home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just get too old.
Yeah.
Get too old for it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm like,
I just feel like there's someone's foot on your neck all the time.
Yeah. I've really lost, I've lost my passion.
The subway's terrible. There's
subway barely
everywhere.
Works.
It's just living is
now and then. Also, right after this, I got to run to do a voiceover and I got to take an Uber. But now there's a cap on how many cars are in New York City.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then this is my issue with the Ocasio-Cortez and them. It's like I'm all for soaking the rich, kill the rich, fine, drag them out of their house, throw them out of their penthouse apartment. Whatever you want to do. Yeah, I'm not defending them.
Okay.
But like when you do a lot of these things, like with the carbon tax and something, it really hits people that are just like trying to survive. Mm-hmm. So if you're taking an Uber pool to try to get to your job and you cap the amount of cars for whatever, for like environmental concerns, and I get it. Mm-hmm. I get why you don't want all these,
But not as many people can.
Yeah, 100%. Then you're just forcing the prices up of these things.
Yeah.
And listen, if the subway worked, I get it.
If you had
a modern subway system, you could turn around to people and go, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
You want to ride in a car? Pay the price.
Yeah. But I was thinking this today. They really should just get a bunch of autistic people and pay them in candy to drive the train.
That's how Lewis runs his network.
Yeah.
That's how Lewis runs his network. Right. A bunch of autistic
MTA hires
people
Lewis as a consultant
that he pays in fund dip to run this network.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these people that are here. These are like old New York people.
Yeah.
These aren't even new New York. This is like a throwback to like the early 90s. Mm-hmm. This is a guy you would see in the early 90s, like walking around, getting asked to leave a strip club in Times Square.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
He looks like an extra in Taxi Driver.
He's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know, man. I'm starting to just feel the frustration with New York where I'm just like, you know what? Enough's enough. Mm. How is your lady? She's still doing the speech pathology?
She's good. She's got a podcast, actually, a speech pathology podcast.
A speech pathology podcast.
Yeah.
About what is that about?
Just talk about speech therapy and stuff.
Yeah?
So, yeah, she's doing good. She's working hard. I don't know. No complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's on her period right now.
Oh, she's getting mouthy.
Yeah.
You hit her?
Yeah. No, I want
you ever grab her and just shake her?
No.
My uncle told me when I was a young kid, he said, women are emotional animals.
Yeah.
He goes, women are very emotional and sometimes you have to be restrained physically.
Mm-hmm. They're chaotic.
That's what he said.
As Jordan Peterson would say.
That's what my uncle said to me when I was a young kid. He said,
yeah,
women are very emotional and they need to be handled physically.
Right. And they kind of like it. They kind of like to be.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they're looking for an antidote to their.
Does any woman want to fuck like the Chris Hayes type guy at MSNBC?
I don't think so.
Like the cucky guy.
They probably think that they do.
They think they do, right? Yeah. But nobody wants to really. Because
they want Sean Hannity.
I don't want to suck off Chris Hayes.
Yeah. Who do you want to suck off? Who's a media personality?
That I want to suck off. Interesting.
Hannity?
Not really.
No.
I don't like his head.
Yeah.
But
not somebody like Olbermann or.
No.
Or, let's see who. What about Brian Kilmeade from Fox?
No.
Gutfeld?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Not Tucker really either.
Yeah.
Tucker more to the...
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Andrea Tantaros, I think, is really... She's really hot from Fox News.
Yeah, she's not... She's no longer on, though.
Oh, no?
Yeah, because Roger Ailes was, you know...
Okay.
Was inappropriate. I think she demanded a huge settlement. Maybe she got one, but she what's the future of, like, Fox?
I don't know.
Where do they... You know?
I don't know.
It's an interesting... What's the future of that kind of new... Like, who is still... Like, I guess people watch it. Yeah, old people watch
it. Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch that. I haven't watched news like that in years.
Yeah. Where do you get your news?
Usually online.
Yeah.
I'll read the articles. If they come up on Twitter, I'll see them on... Maybe I'll go to Drudge and I'll look at some different articles. Mm-hmm. But, like, who is still watching news where you get, like, it's a four-minute segment.
Yeah.
Where two people each get...
MSNBC is like the most baffling too, because it's like it's boring. It's not even like fun like Fox. They don't even really tell you that great of a story.
Well, MSNBC is also weird because you're like, we hate Trump, and then they bring on like Bush era torture apologists, like military industrial complex shills, to come on and be like, we should be in Syria fucking them up.
Right.
Rachel Maddow's like, and I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
I thought, what happened to the Dove Network? What happened? But, you know, you try to get a lot of these independent journalists on, too, and they all have egos, and they're all a fucking problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to get them on and talk to them. They got something better to do.
They do have egos a little bit,
They've always, you know, they're always doing something that's more important than coming in here and sitting down and talking to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So fuck them.
They'll learn eventually.
They'll learn.
You'll throw them in jail someday.
I hope to God I'm powerful enough to jail them all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Torture
anyone
them.
Who said no to your podcast just gets thrown in jail.
Right to jail. Yeah. To the gulag, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is fun, right?
Yeah.
Throwing your opponents in jail. Jailing your
Well, it's like if the far right or the far left, if those people ever got power, that's exactly what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people that are on the fringes, that are just fueled by...
Like DSA people.
Absolutely. I don't know. Well, DSA people, there's like, I think that's like a social club.
Uh-huh.
Because you have people in there that have no idea why they're there.
Yeah.
They're just there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's the same
like
thing with
open mics.
It's the same thing. It's exactly what it is. It's the same thing with like the alt-right, where it's like some people are really committed to like these really horrible ideas about like race, science, everything. And then you have people that are like, I'm a goof.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to post edgy to get attention because I'm lonely.
Right.
I'm a lonely weirdo.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like the committed, like if you're a committed communist, hardcore, or on the other side, like if a fascist who's an ethno-fascist, like, either one of those groups, if they ever took power, and they never will, spoiler alert, guys, it's not going to happen. But if they ever took power, they would just start jailing people immediately. Immediately. And like the hardcore Trump supporters, like the people that are still think, I'm not talking about the people that still support him because whatever, but I mean the people who think it's
like
great.
The QAnon people,
Well, the QAnon people or the people who think that he was ordained by God.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
They will just hang out.
You were talking about like white trash and how happy they are. I mean, that, those people must be very happy.
They're
thrilled. What a great story.
Nobody's happier than people at a Trump rally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're living in a world that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
And they're very happy.
Yeah.
But I always look at like the Florida white trash, not only in Florida, I mean, they're all over, but I look at like those white trash people and I'm like, they're the happiest people.
Yeah.
They're just happy.
Yeah.
You know, they're just fucking hanging out, smoking a cigarette outside the buffet, had a nice peach cobbler, you know, you know, but, you know, it's sad that I hope to be there one day. I hope to be there one day. Maybe I'll just retire like a white trash guy.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? You
save up enough and then just disappear.
Save up enough, and go live somewhere down in like outside
where would you
go? Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have a few friends that were like bouncers at strip clubs.
Yeah.
All they talk about is the fights they got in. It's all they talk about.
Yeah.
Just sit there through the whole dinner.
Yeah.
This one guy telling you where scars came from.
Yeah.
That he got shot.
There's nothing wrong with being like the old guy at the strip club. You know, you see that every time. Every once in a while you'll go and there's a guy.
Someone's got to be that 70s.
Somebody's got to be that guy.
Someone's got to be the guy feeding pigeons.
Yeah.
In the park.
Yeah.
somebody's got to be the guy, you know?
Yeah.
Who's defending his medicine chest from his grandson who wants right. his back medication. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's standing outside in his underwear with a loaded gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, don't fucking come in here. Don't, you know, somebody's got to be. Mm-hmm. How are your parents going to just stick it out in Jersey? Or are they going to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I think so. It looks like, because my sister lives with them and, you know, my brother does too. So.
Right. My father's going to go. I think they're going down to Florida. Mm-hmm. They've had enough.
Yeah. My uncle went to North Carolina, got a house in Asheville.
Is he happy?
Yeah, I think so.
What a faggoty area of North Carolina though, right?
Yeah, you think?
God. If you got to go there, go to the real.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Where's real North Carolina? Like,
I don't know.
Just rural.
Just some field.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some field where you just see red MAGA hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Where there's a mass grave.
It's just a mass grave. Which they celebrate. The people in the town celebrate the mass grave. They don't know who it is.
Do you know anything about Venezuela? I started reading a little bit
about
it.
So here's the thing. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Because on one side, you have... here's the thing. The guy's bad. Maduro's no good.
Maduro's bad, yeah.
Very, very bad. Here's the issue. Yeah. Everyone's bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you looked at every leader, like if you just pulled up the world leaders mm-hmm. and you went through like their policies, like you're like, what's this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
What's he do? Mm-hmm. You know, Brunei, they just made gay sex punishable with stoning.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, you know, like electroshock therapy is one
death,
thing,
right? Yeah.
But you shouldn't stone anyone. It makes them less attractive. So I'm not one of these guys who's like, Maduro's great and he's going to be, no, he's a nightmare. And I don't think that all Venezuelan problems can be blamed on U.S. policy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But man, I'm really not into like going on another like war.
Yeah.
Like another crusade, for lack of a better word, to try to, like, when is that?
Right.
How is that ever, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't have any patience for that.
Yeah.
I don't have any patience for the New York Times being like, inaction as a prize. It's like, will you get the fuck out of
here
with this?
Yeah. Someone's going to make money off of that.
Inaction can be great.
Yeah.
That's how America became strong.
Right.
By not getting involved in war after war. I mean, if there's a genocide in Venezuela, do you jump in? Sure. And is the argument that there is one happening now? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with people. Listen, people are going to make money no matter what happens. But I don't know. I don't. There's no part of me that thinks we're going to do the, like, whatever war, you know?
Right.
But I also don't
have the interest of those people in mind, right?
Do we care? We don't really care. But mm-hmm. then the other part of me is like, all the people on the left are like, no, this Maduro's great. It's trying to do the right thing. It's like, you guys will back anyone.
Yeah.
No matter what,
we'll
you know?
You free shit.
Yeah, as long as they're anti-American.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you don't care how high the graves. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, these people, they defend Stalin, like, not ironically,
mm-hmm.
to your face. They're like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, can't we admit? And then the reality is, like, would you rather be in Russia? Could you be making $1 million a year off your podcast criticizing Putin?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Could you? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, is Russia a better place to live? I mean, that's really, to me, that's the fundamental question. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be living in Moscow than here? I can't find too many serious people that say yes.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, yeah, we got a lot of flaws. We have a lot of problems. I still think for whatever reason, you know. I mean, what have you learned about the Venezuela situation?
Not much. It just seems like, yeah, Maduro's bad, but I guess this other guy's probably bad too. But then some video said that like a bunch of countries support this other guy. So,
well, here's the other thing. A lot of these pro-Maduro protests are not Venezuelans.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at them, it's like white people.
Kids.
It's like white kids from Brooklyn being like, stop it!
Yeah.
Yas, queen!
Yeah.
Maduro! And it's like, okay. It's like, are you from Venezuela? They're like, yeah, yes, bet. And it's like, you're not.
Right.
You're not from Venezuela, you know? Yeah. And it's the other thing. It's like, I respect people, you know, from that country that tell me what's going on. Mm-hmm. When I talked to Cubans, they were like, yeah, we hated Castro.
Yeah.
But I've talked to a lot of white people that say how great he was.
Yeah.
So that becomes...
I think it depends on who you are, maybe, what kind of Cuban you are, or where you are.
I haven't met a ton of Cubans that said he was great.
They said he was great, yeah.
Now, maybe they're out there.
Yeah.
But I haven't met a ton. I'm just going by the Cubans that I've met.
Yeah, yeah.
Have not been fans.
Right.
But white people, whose parents live on the Upper West Side,
right,
in a million-dollar apartment building,
yeah,
you think he's great.
Yeah.
They think what he tried to do was really laudable and nice.
Yeah.
But then you talk to Cubans, and they go, no, he just imprisoned people. People were terrified of speaking, you know, out against him. There was, you know, night raids, and, you know, people had disappeared.
Right.
And then you talk to somebody who's like, and they're like, yeah, no, he was good, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing, man. I mean, I think that's the thing, and that's kind of the problem where you're on the far left and the far right, too. It doesn't seem like any those guys, when they're just ideologues, they don't seem to care, like, the real-world consequences of what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these libertarians that believe only in the market.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Show them evidence of all of this not working. They don't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Because in their perfect world, if everyone listened to that, I'm really scared of people who go, if everyone listened to me, this thing would look a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? So all throughout human history, everybody's tried to figure this out, but you've got it. Mm-hmm. You figured it out. And that's like, okay, well, then what are you doing? And they're like, yeah, I'm an unmarried open micer who lives on a floor.
Yeah.
But I've figured out the global economy. I'm a mover.
Yeah.
I move people, but I figured out the global economy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
People all the time. I know less every year because I really don't know. I don't think you'll be able to, like, you know, I'm not staunchly against, there's a lot of socialist proposals I think are probably necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You need them,
mm-hmm,
especially with the world looking the way it does going forward, whether it's universal basic income or whether it's a national healthcare, socialized medicine, which for a long time, and still I wonder how it would work, but for a long time I was like, I was against on principle, and then I was like, well, then how? Then I realized, I was like, but the insurance markets don't function properly. Like, they don't work like other markets do.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, no one seems to like their health insurance.
No, nobody feels like they got a great deal.
Got a great deal, yeah.
I'm happy. Because people don't buy it until they need it.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these problems with the way insurance market. But then there are people that will be like, no markets function. So then I'm just like, well, then how does that look?
Yeah.
How does that look where there's no market?
This market functions pretty well. This little subscription-based.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, why do I get up? If I don't have the chance to make more money than someone else, why am I trying to do anything?
Right.
Literally.
Right.
I mean,
it feels good to have more than people.
No, it feels good to be recognized. I mean, I don't know if it feels good to have more than people. It feels good to be recognized for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the monetary compensation is the point of that.
Yeah.
Because you'll always have more. Here's the thing. You'll always have more than people in some category.
Mm-hmm.
There's some category where you'll always have more than people. And I'm sure that, does it feel good to have an 8-inch dick?
Yeah, it does.
You have more than people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're more than people.
Yeah.
So you feel good to be 6'4"?
Yeah.
You have more than people.
Probably, yeah.
Feels good to live in New York or LA or something, or as opposed to like a town in West Texas with one road in and out, you know? But no one's ever explained to me how the system works if I am not incentivized to work hard.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And I'm open to hearing how. No one's ever broken it down for me and said, well, this is what happens. This is because I know human beings, I am a human being, they need motivation.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess you do kind of forget about that if you think collectively too much. You sort of lose that, you lose your competitive edge a little bit.
Well, I think collectivist thinking has, I think we need to have it in certain cases. Mm-hmm. Like there needs to be certain instances where we have to think as a group, mm-hmm. because the dangers that we face are not individual, right? So like, I think that would like, you know, if, you know, not this new thing now where we go to war every 5 minutes, but like war is an example of like a country's going to fight us, you know,
yeah.
or a group of people, whether it's terrorism, or whatever, that impacts a society. You have to think about how to deal with that collectively. Mm-hmm. You can't individually think about it. It's right. not like everybody's going to be like, all right, how do we deal with Al-Qaeda or whatever?
Right, right.
You know, healthcare is probably a collective issue.
Thing, yeah.
You know, for the most part. Caring for people that are vulnerable is, you know, food. Mm-hmm. The safety of food. Mm-hmm. The safety of medication. I don't want every individual person being like, I wonder if this pill's real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. I wonder if this InfoWars supplement I bought.
Research where your food comes from.
Yeah, I mean, those are all issues.
Yeah.
But then there are issues where it's like, well, people go guaranteed housing, guaranteed employment. Mm-hmm. You go, okay, but what?
Yeah, some people don't work very hard and you wouldn't want to
but it's also
work
like,
with them.
What jobs that are guaranteed are going to be good?
Yeah.
Like who, like if you're handed a job, mm-hmm. that level of work, you know, is that going to be? Now, some people, you know, if you do a public works program or whatever, mm-hmm. the government can help you out. But like for the most part, it's like people like choice. Mm-hmm. People like to choose what they're going to do, where they're going to live.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are some people that don't want that to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like there are some people that would go, we don't think you should be able to choose where you live. You know, it's literal. They would tell you that.
You think?
You know, yeah. I mean, they don't think there should be any private market for rent. Mm-hmm. They don't think there should be any private. So everything is some government. Mm-hmm. The government will have to be in charge of where you live, how much you pay. Where you work. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a crazy lot, but people think it's, you know, those are the people. And the far left and the far right aren't that far away from each other
you think?
On those issues.
Yeah.
On the same issues. They believe the same things, mm-hmm. the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. They just believe the difference is that the far right believes that it should be for white people because America is a predominantly white country. So they go to that ethno-fascist thing, but they don't really believe in capitalism. They don't believe in markets. They don't believe in any of that. They believe in socialism. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They don't, you know? And then on the far left, you find the exact same thing where they believe it should be for the working class, but on the same thing, they don't really believe in any type of markets or free speech or free. I mean, they would want control. Mm-hmm. So you have two groups of people that are vying for control, and neither one of them should have it. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be able. And that's why I think I'm just like nobody should be. I think every child should have a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we still haven't decided what news pundit you would suck off.
I'm still trying to think because I don't know. Is there anyone younger?
I don't know.
It's like, you know.
I doubt younger than 40. What about that guy, Jesse Waters?
The black guy?
No, he's on Fox. Oh, no. Yeah, what's his name? That guy, Charles Payne?
Should I suck off Charles Payne? I don't know. Judge Andrew Napolitano? No.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Judge Jeanine?
You suck off Judge Jeanine. I suck Jeanine Pirro's cock.
I don't know. Maybe Ronan Farrow.
Mm.
Interesting.
I think he dates the Pod Save America guy.
No, I don't know who these people
okay.
are.
Yeah.
What do you think about Michael Jackson? Guilty? Innocent?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Innocent?
Guilty.
Guilty?
Gotta be guilty. Yeah. It's funny to see people like
defend him. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great when they defend him. Yeah. MJ didn't touch those kids.
Yeah.
What about MJ's appearance, voice, makes you think he didn't touch those kids?
Right. Right.
Hi.
But remember, it was almost like a hacky joke to say that Michael Jackson fucks kids.
Yeah.
You know, like because some people really were like, oh, he was just a weirdo.
Right.
You know?
Well, he was a weirdo.
Yeah. And a pedophile. Some pedophiles are not weirdos.
Some pedophiles are decent.
Decent, yeah.
Decent mainstream people.
Yeah.
They're coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They're priests.
Yeah.
Let's not tar all pedophiles mm-hmm. by saying they're all like Michael Jackson.
Right.
Some of them are just salt of the earth people.
Right.
Who like to work with kids.
Yeah.
You know, they like to work with children. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. But I guess the psychological aspect of it was like pretty interesting because, you know, there's all that manipulation that goes into it and like the stuff with the families and, you know, like the way he lied to the kids and made the kids lie. And I think that's worth talking about. Because you think of pedophilia as just fucking a kid, but it's like there's many steps to it and there's a lot of manipulation that goes into it. And, you know, we should be aware of that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, yeah. You know? How's your podcast doing? Is it good?
It's doing all right. Yeah. Run out of stuff to talk about, I think, as you
talk
do.
About the mafia, right?
Yeah. Well, all kinds of like organized crime. We might branch into some other stuff. Maybe genocides or war crimes or something. It could be fun. Yeah. Watched a doc on Bosnia last night. That was fucked up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was the conclusion of that?
I guess they just massacred a bunch of civilians.
Good.
Yeah.
No, it's bad. I don't know what to tell you, folks.
Yeah.
It's rough out there.
Yeah. What do you think of the Michael Jackson stuff? The Michael Jackson stuff.
I think it's one example of a society that really doesn't care about children.
Uh-huh.
It's just one glaring example.
Yeah.
I think if you knew the full extent of how badly children were treated, it would be horrific.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I just don't think it's even... It doesn't even chart in terms of the abuse that kids are subjected to.
Yeah.
And there's no Me Too for kids.
Right.
You know? No one cares.
Right.
Kids are just told to shut up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you want to look at the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Hollywood. Washington, D.C. Like...
Well, it's funny because, like, the Catholic Church, everybody kind of knows about that. But, but how come Hollywood is not really... I mean, it seems like they're pretty... It's easy
because
for
I think
to
people
cover all that up.
Well, I don't think people know as much.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, there are different incentives for staying quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're somebody who was molested but you still want to be in the business, you're less likely to say something.
Yeah,
you're less likely to speak out.
Yeah,
I think you see what happens to people that do speak out.
Yeah, what was your experience as a child actor?
I was never molested, which is why I never succeeded.
Yeah.
I should have been. I was hot as fuck.
Right.
But my parents never let me, you know, they would take me back to Long Island. I lived in Long Island.
Yeah.
So I was never, I would
just
go
to the parties or anything.
Yeah. I would like go in for auditions and then come out.
Yeah. They're like, we got to beat the traffic back, Timmy.
Yeah. They were trash. Yeah. So they were just like, let's go to my pie.
Yeah.
In the Hicksville Mall.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't really, they didn't pimp me out the way they should have.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's nice to be around like successful people, you know? It's nice to...
What do you mean, pedophile? I don't understand.
Instead of going back to Long Island, it's nice to...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sometimes it's nice to go to like a little SNL after party or, you know, you go to...
Yeah, it's fine. I've never gone to one of those. I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
I kind of don't care. As I get older, I'm kind of like, there's parts of this business I have an interest in and parts of them I don't.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just kind of like I'm pitching some shows now. If they don't work, I think I'm going to be done with that.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm done with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, if you want to make a show, I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Right. It is like, you just got to keep throwing shit at that wall and seeing what.
Yeah, I mean, I'll keep trying to do stuff, but I think the only thing, I'm kind of now starting to obsess about the things I can control.
Uh-huh.
I had a conversation with Andrew Schultz, and he got to a point where he was like, here's what I can control.
Yeah.
So what I can control is like putting out funny videos, doing podcasts that are good,
right.
doing live stand-up that I think is funny, and that's kind of all I can control.
Yeah.
I can't control who wants what show and when. And
yeah.
I'll have meetings. I'll pitch things. I'll never, like, stop doing that per se, but I'm kind of done with, like, I don't know that I'm going to fight a network to make a thing that I want to make and have them fight me every step of the way. And I'm like, well, this is going to turn out bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing I want to do is going to turn out like shit because every step of the way we've literally fought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just get to a point where you're like, why am I fighting when I could just do something on my own independently?
Right.
You know?
It's also got to be tough when, like, you're making a show and you have to talk to some network person and they're like, what if we did it like this? Like, I feel like, of course, you would be like, yes, whatever you say.
Yeah, you know? But then you realize that it's like, here's what happens. They don't pick it up anyway.
Yeah.
So now you just have a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the majority of the time, they're never going to put that show on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bend to their whims exclusively, now you just have a piece of shit you're embarrassed that you made.
Yeah. Podcasting, baby.
Well, I mean, doing whatever, being independent, make your own shit. I make those videos on Instagram. They're fun. I put those minute videos out. They're just funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody tells me what I can say or what's inappropriate.
Who
or
shoots those for you?
My friend Ben in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
You know, we do it with an iPhone.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, dude. No one needs it. Dude, iPhone.
What about sound? Don't you need good sound?
We have a whole system. Yeah, it's like better than, you know.
Beautiful.
This whole idea of like you need a 15 person with nine cat. What are you making? Game of Thrones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trying to make fucking chuckles.
A friend of mine recently was talking about like the stuff that like Gen Z people are into.
Yeah.
And he said it'll just be a video that's like when you want to do anal and a guy's like, can I fuck you in your ass? And then a girl's like, no. And then rap music plays.
Right.
And it has like 500 million views.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. It's like we're in another world. And you talk to some of the people that work at these networks, they don't get that.
They don't get that.
They don't get that at all.
Right.
They don't get why what they put out doesn't thrive online. And I'm like, well, you guys don't. People online are so used to no censors.
Yeah. You told me you had lunch with somebody sometime and they were like, you know, entertainment's the only place where women are empowered. And you were like,
right,
the women in this restaurant could buy your network as a joke.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said to them. I said, the women in this network could buy your, in this restaurant could buy your network as a joke.
Yeah.
And they did not like that. Mm. It's the truth.
Yeah.
Women are overrepresented in real estate in New York. There's a lot of women in all kinds of industries, publishing,
right,
fashion.
And even if
finance,
even if there are disparities, it's pretty arrogant to think that your business is the only place.
Yeah, it's pretty insane to think your clown show is the only place where women are doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, God help us
if
entertainment's the only business where women are empowered.
God help us,
Yeah.
It's going to have to
be. Well, what about me too? What about that
movement? I would tell my daughter to go into sex work before.
It's a much more honest way to make a living.
Show to comedy. It's
much more honest way to make a living.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the same group of people that told me they were getting into podcasting last year. They're like, we're excited to get into podcasts. It's a network. I'm like, well, you're 8 years too late.
But yeah. And did they? They have.
Who knows? I'm sure they have some things that are fine, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I truly think we're in the Wild West now. I think they're all done.
I think so.
And I think that's really terrifying for people that are not prepared to be in that.
People who have been in it for a while and kind of think they have an understanding of it, and then it's like complete, it's
totally ripped away.
It's like being a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people are like, yeah, that thing you did, no one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's what it comes down to, where you're like, you know, so you just got to basically do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
I say Meghan McCain wants to fuck her dad's corpse. I can do that. You can't tell me not to.
Yeah.
Can't tell me not to.
You think she saw that?
I don't know. I know some of the kind of knows her, and they were like, she might have even thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
But probably not.
Yeah.
They go, it could go either way.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she's a hot lady. She's not really that hot, is she?
I think so.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you like that. You like a momish.
Yeah, yeah,
You like a real mom.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. What are you going to fight with some network and go, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to be a dick. SNL's bad.
Mm-hmm.
SNL's not funny anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, and I tried to give it the benefit of the doubt for a long time. Mm-hmm. That opening sketch with Al Pacino after, or De Niro, was it De Niro who played Mueller?
De Niro played Mueller, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking loser shit.
It's for losers, yeah.
If you're enjoying that, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
I'm not saying if you make $1 million a year to be on the show, good for you.
Yeah.
Keep killing it.
Right.
But don't delude yourself into thinking that's good.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
Oh yeah, they had De Niro play Robert Mueller like Mueller's some kind of like hero.
It's just
or something.
Stupid. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
There's nothing about it. It's funny. You have that dumb neoliberal audience.
Yeah.
Of corporate fucking stooges.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Sitting there making $800,000 a year, but they're the good guys.
Yeah.
Because they believe there should be 9 bathrooms.
Yeah.
But all these people in Ohio can eat their shoes.
Right.
And they're sitting there at SNL, and you're like, oh, God, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah.
If you like any type of subversive political commentary, it's painful.
Yeah. They'll also, like, they'll put, like, Jeff Bezos in a sketch a lot, and they'll make him, like, the hero, you know?
Yeah.
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 They'll make
of course.
Him good. Yeah.
There are, SNL is a corporate.
Yeah, it's quite, yeah.
It's a corporate-owned thing.
Yeah.
What do people think? That they're, like, the resistance?
I get,
huh?
Yeah.
They're a multi-billion-dollar corporate.
Right.
It's just, which I don't care about if they were funny, man.
Mm-hmm.
If that sketch was funny, I would be into it, but it's like, not funny.
Yeah, but I guess they probably can't be funny.
I know.
They probably can't. They're not, like, not allowed to be.
No, there's nobody that's worked.
Imagine being in an SNL writer's room and go, yeah, I'm going to dress up like Meghan McCain.
Has anyone in an SNL writer's room taken a public bus?
I doubt it.
Have any of them worked at a job that's like actually?
And they steal material.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. I wrote a packet I wrote a packet a few years ago, and I wrote a sketch where it was like, it was the TV show Girls, but they added like a Yamanika character
right.
to it, like somebody who like actually had a hard life.
Yeah.
And then the opening sketch of that season was like the Tina Fey sketch,
which was
it was the show Girls, but they added like a character from like Bulgaria.
Oh, really?
So it's so like I could never say like they stole this from me.
No, you could.
Yeah, but it's like they changed it enough where I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, well, they just
like the same.
They got accused
like the same
by
idea.
A sketch group online of stealing something.
Yeah.
That pumpkin patch sketch or whatever they did recently.
Well, it's like you all make $4,000 a week to write comedy.
Not figure it out. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? You get your lunch catered, probably.
Yeah, I mean it's a bad.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
Colin Jost is HIV positive, and he gives it to people without telling them.
Colin Jost was a bug chaser for many years. He wanted to get AIDS, and then he finally got it.
Is that a real thing? A bug chaser?
He was a bug chaser. Yeah, it's a real thing. And he was a bug chaser for many years because he wanted
people
to
just want to get HIV.
He wanted a thing.
Yeah,
he was
this
white guy that had gone to Harvard.
Right,
he's like, if I could just
there's
get
nothing.
AIDS. So he tried so hard to get AIDS. I'm talking about sucking off people with lacerations on their dick.
Yeah.
At the Port Authority.
Yeah.
And eventually he got it.
He spent a ton of money on testing too.
He would test himself. Like some people test their glucose levels. He would test his blood cell count. And he's like, I hope I get it. And then he finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gives it to other people, you're saying?
Yeah, he gives it to other people.
You're saying Colin Jost gives other people AIDS
without
them knowing?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, don't repeat that, but keep it between us.
Well, it's going to be the clip, this week's clip that we release.
Good.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's not even the worst thing about SNL.
Right. No.
Not at all. It's not even in the top 10.
Right.
If you told me Colin Jost is seeding people with AIDS, none of them know. I would be like, yeah, but watch this sketch. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Trump's going to win again, probably. I just have that feeling.
Do you?
I have that feeling.
Yeah.
They're not going to back Bernie.
Yeah.
They're not going to back, you know, Biden's getting ripped up. He's a little bit of a creep.
Yeah.
Who's going to, Kamala Harris?
Maybe.
The woman's a Fed.
Yeah.
She put more people in jail than the Clintons.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke?
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
People like that Mayor Pete guy?
Oh, you're the gay guy?
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Buttigieg?
Yeah, Buttigieg.
Buttigieg? Buttigieg. Like, the name bothers me.
Well, Bernie's like the front runner right now, but I think the media is going to...
They're going to eat him alive.
They're going to eat him alive.
The DNC doesn't like him.
Yeah.
He's not really a Democrat, right? I mean, he's a socialist.
Well, yeah, but what's a Democrat?
I have no problem with it. I'm just talking about... You got to recognize they're a party machine.
Yeah.
They fucked him out of it the last time. Like, they don't want him.
Yeah, but people want him.
I agree. People wanted him last time.
Yeah.
Why would it matter now?
Yeah, yeah.
4 years later, does it matter what the people want now?
Yeah.
They wanted them last time.
Yeah.
You know? Where can people find you if they're looking for you?
Check out my podcast, The Sit Down. We just did an episode with Sean Patton that came out today, so that should be fun. And at Mike Racine on Twitter, Racine Mike on Instagram.
How cool is that?
What?
What a life. Tim J. Dillon on Twitter and Instagram, DILLON, TimDillonComedy.com for any live dates. I'm all over the place. Come out to a live show, grab tickets, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.